The Word of God for today says to us, "But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who would ask of you, to give the reason for the hope that you have." Be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have within. I want to start this morning by telling you a true story of a fifth grader by the name of Zachary Hartzell. By the way, you might be able to learn more about Zachary if you Google him and learn about his story. Like I said, he was a fifth grader at Eau Claire Lutheran School, which was the parochial school that I served along with the church Epiphany. Now, Zach was diagnosed with a rather aggressive and deadly lymphoma cancer. He was in my fifth and sixth grade confirmation class. And just so that you know, we divided confirmation up into fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth at the time because we were in a parochial school. The fifth and sixth was just particularly to learn the six chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism. In other words, to memorize that so that when they were in seventh and eighth grade, I could use that to get into the application of Christianity using that memory work. Well, Zach at the time was a fifth grader, so he had just begun his memory work when he got the news about this deadly cancer. And there weren't too many that were hopeful. In fact, most people understood what the doctor had said, 5 to 6 months, and didn't give Zach any hope. His mom was a single mother, and dad was no longer in the picture anymore. Mom was a new Christian, had come to Eau Claire Lutheran School and to the church because she didn't know what to do as a single mother, having a boy. And Zach came when he was in about third grade. Zach's mom was devastated by the news of this cancer. I came to visit Zach when he first went into the hospital, and he had his first treatments and also an operation at the time. And I sat down with Zach, and his mother asked me a question. Why does God do these kind of things to the innocent little ones? How do you answer a question like that? Why does God do this to such little ones? Rather than answer the question, I said a prayer with Mom and Zach. And then I reached down into my communion satchel and I pulled out two small catechisms, one for Zach and one for myself. And I gave Zach the catechism. I said, "I know this isn't yours, but I want you to keep this with you while you're here in the hospital and when you take it home, and I want you to mark it up because this is something we're going to do together. We're going to get in all the memory work, and I'm going to confirm you in eighth grade." And then I said, "Open up to the Lord's Prayer. Let's do the introduction. Our Father who art in heaven." Then I used my really stupid, corny joke. You know what God's name is? Art. Of course, he didn't laugh. He thought it was kind of dumb. Mom looked at me kind of like she was angry. "What are you doing to this boy? Don't you understand what he's going through. I could just see it all written all over her face. And then Zach said, okay, I'm going to memorize this. And then there's that memory work that goes along with the introduction. With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and we're his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence we might ask him as dear children ask their dear father. That you have memorized that, right? So we began there, and in 2 weeks I went to the house. Zach had gone home, and I sat down with Zach and I said, okay, what's the introduction? And he gave it to me, no problem. And I said, what does this mean? Bang, he gave it to me. And there were two Bible verses that went along with that. Perfect. And I said to him, I said, Zach, I need somebody like you in my classroom so that everybody else will be motivated as much as you are to do something like this and to get it done as well as you have. And Zach just looked at me and he said, well, thank you, Pastor. I'm going to try real hard. I said, I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. And we're going to go to the first petition, and we're going to get this done. And then I'll be able to come back. We'll work together in 7th and 8th grade, and we'll get you confirmed. Big smile on Zach's face. And off I went. Came back in a couple weeks. First petition, explanation, Bible verses, just perfect. Lo and behold, a year and a half later, Zach goes into 7th grade. And everybody is astonished at Zachary's capability and strength and fervor. And he even comes back to school for a while as a 7th grader and joins his class and is a real joy. So that I would say something like, okay, today's lesson is on the 5th commandment. Does anybody know it? Zach's hand right up. You shall not murder. And I'll say, what does this mean? Zach, you don't answer it. Somebody else, please answer it. Because Zach knew it, along with Bible verses. He had worked so hard. 8th grade, things didn't go quite so well. Zach struggled. But he was in and out of school. And he continued to do his work until April of his 8th grade, when confirmation came up. Zach's hair was gone from his treatments. So, you know, we did this thing, you know, that you do. We all shave our heads. We did that. I still have pictures of that. We all shaved our heads. And Zach came to confirmation class. I'm kind of going slow and thinking because this is a very emotional thing for me. And each one of the kids had something to do for confirmation. Some did a project, like a banner. I remember one kid did a banner. Some did a little paper on a part of the small catechism, a little five-minute thing. Zach came up for an inspirational speech. First thing he said, thank you, Pastor. You are one of the few people that thought I'm going to beat this cancer. I looked at Zach and I said, what? And he said, you gave me memory work and continued to teach me as if there was no doubt that I'd get confirmed. That's why I tried so hard. It gave me hope. Zach had hope within him. And he gave that answer of hope because through his pastor, through his memory work, through the other students that encouraged him, he knew he'd be confirmed. And he was. And he continued until he was almost 17. The cancer finally took his life before he could drive. But Zachary found a hope inside of him that gave him comfort. The scripture for today says, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that you have within. Sometimes I think some of us are frightened of that. I'm no theologian, right? I don't have Luther's small catechism and Bible verses all memorized. I don't have answers to everyone's questions. Well, folks, you don't need all of that. It doesn't hurt to study. In fact, it helps. It doesn't hurt to know the Bible. Of course, we ought to know what the Scriptures say. But sometimes questions are so deep, we can't give certain answers to certain questions. All we can do is, by the life that we live and the love that we share, provide hope for others, and that hope will well up to life within them. And God will do what God has purposed to do in those we share the gospel with. I leave you with that hope and with that joy. Go and serve the Lord. Amen.